Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show every day. See what a party it is in here. It's crazy. And we got the montage coming up, so you get to see everyone dancing. By everyone, I mean me and Yuzi.
What are you talking about? I dance every time.
Oh, okay. Everyone tune in and see Vinny dancing at 9 o'clock. Uh-huh. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That's a direct link to the Looking Glass. We got Vaughn in there running. Vaughn's record's on sale today now, finally, on Apple Music. It's called X-istance. Just the letter X-istance.
Vonda Wizard.
Vonda Wizard. All one word, I think.
You can find him on iTunes.
Yeah, all one word.
He's there today.
Yeah, he is.
I bought it. I didn't have time to listen to it, but I'm going to.
So radioalice.com/watch.
Maybe on your way home.
I may have a minute. I just might have a minute on my way home.
Time on your way home. Uh-huh. Right, listen to all your new music you bought today.
Right.
Twice.
What's up, everyone? This is Alice Burger brought to you by Planet Home.
All right. Ooh.
Experience the Planet Home event this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food, and a beverage program.
All right. What's a beverage
program? All to solve
program?
The planet's future. Visit planethome.eco. You live here? You're into this.
Yeah.
And yep. By here, I mean Earth.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really cool. Some of the musical acts and some of the keynote speakers are really good. You'll be amazed.
Adrian Grenier is going to be there.
Hot.
Totally hot.
Is he coming in?
I think Ed Norton.
I've asked for four different people to come in, and
they're like, I wouldn't mind talking to them about this, though.
Yeah.
We'll see. PlanetHome.eco for info and tickets.
All right.
I think they're still putting schedules together and stuff like that.
So the college football season has already kicked off, but it'll be the first really big Saturday starting tomorrow. So that should be a lot of fun. The Raiders and Niners both lost in preseason football yesterday. But it looks like this Thursday is the kickoff to the 100th NFL season. Yeah. Was that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So saith Betty White at age 97.
So NFL's officially on this Thursday.
Who was it? Bears and who?
Bears Packers.
Okay.
And they're
that's a good game.
They're both pretty good right now. So, and that's in division, so they both hate each other. And that's always good too.
Sure. Nice little hometown rivalry.
Your boy.
Which one?
Gavin Newsom.
Oh, he's my boy? I thought he was Hooman's boy. Is he my boy?
Yeah, for the purpose of.
Okay. My boy Gavin Newsom, what's going on with him?
Your although boy. He could be considered your boy, because he did the video for you for your birthday.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do anything for Hooman.
Oh.
So I guess he's your boy.
Yeah. He likes you, Vin.
The governor of... I like him. The governor of California wants you to know you could get 2 years of community college for free for first-time students, meaning... You can't be a retread or whatever. You got it, but
a retread.
You can't have already gone to college somewhere.
California will pay for 2 years of community college for first-time students.
Wow.
It's a really good deal.
Boy, I should have
to qualify, students have to be attending a community college for the first time, and they have to be enrolled in at least 12 units each semester. There's no income requirement.
Oh.
As long as the student lives in California and has a high school diploma or the equivalent, you qualify.
Wow.
It's
great.
Really
I'm going to look
great.
Into that. I would love to not spend the money I saved for that kid.
It's really,
although I feel like, I don't know.
Although I wonder if that includes books, because books are very expensive.
Probably. It sounds like free. Mm. Free sounds like books, but
I don't know.
Are expensive.
I don't
we
know
just
that
bought
it does.
All those books.
Oh, how much you guys spend?
I don't know. It's a couple hundred bucks, though.
Oh,
one of the
wait,
books was
I want to say
like,
that's it? Really?
Yeah, no, he's only taken three courses or something. So it was only three books that we had to buy. One of them was pretty expensive. I don't know, but they got them on Amazon or wherever the hell they got them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the books. To me, I think that doesn't include books, but...
Right. Well, they said free. That's a big part of it. Right. So somebody's listen, the books for one of the classes more than the class.
Yeah, I bet.
Well.
One of my moves in college.
Oh, tell us.
Well, you need to study with people, right?
Sure.
I mean.
Hot moves.
Well, it worked.
Hey there, honey.
Well,
can I share that book with you? No, buy your own book.
Bitch.
That is not how that went.
Oh, really? She didn't call you a bitch?
Okay. I'm going to move on. You're a weird lady today.
It's Friday, man.
Okay.
I'm just so excited.
You're just ready
not
to get out of
here.
Not
any Friday either.
I'm so excited.
Oh, 4-day weekend Friday.
Yeah. And I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. I like it.
Speaking of school,
yeah,
because we just were, what are your top memories from school? So just think back. To elementary
what pops
school,
into
if,
my
you,
head?
If you can go there in your head, what comes up? What are your top memories?
Oh, well, they're not all good.
Why? What are they?
Well, I don't want to say.
Is it the pee story?
Well, that is one of the big memories. But like from early on, like I had nuns at first. And man, this one nun, it's like she had it out for me. Sister Jacqueline.
She had it out for you?
She did.
I believe it.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The first day... of kindergarten, she like ruined my school experience for me.
The first day. And you did nothing.
I have to pee. I have to go to the bathroom and it's making me want to cry. And she goes, why don't we get a bucket and everyone can swim in it?
A bucket to swim in what?
In my tears, I guess. Because I was going to cry because I needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's 5.
Yeah.
Actually, I was 4. Because I went to school, you know, I started in September and turned 5 in November. That's the one that popped right into my head.
Really? Mm-hmm. That? How weird. You know, I had plenty of good experiences. I went to back to school night just last night, and as the teacher was talking about how she works with kids, they're so careful now about the things they say and even how they guide a kid.
Mm.
What if everybody did that? Is one of the things that they use to create thought about what you're trying to do there, whether it's talking, whatever.
Right.
What if everybody did that?
That's not bad. And it's true.
And she goes, and I never, you know, let someone have it in front of everybody else. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shame anyone. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there in this little teeny chair that was, you know, like bending around me, like just
built for a child,
ready to break. And I was thinking, that was every teacher's move towards me in school.
To shame you?
Every teacher would be like, Hassan, or whatever. But I was...
No, you did it to yourself.
I was asking for it for sure, but but they didn't even think anything else. That was the way it was done.
Things have changed a lot,
including the, you know, making you feel like an idiot for needing to go to the bathroom in the middle of class.
You must have gotten stood in a corner, or you know, they'd make you come up and write things on the chalkboard 100 times.
Oh yeah, there's that.
I didn't really do that.
I got a ruler across the hand a few times.
Mr. Turner used to chuck erasers at me.
Well, you were too busy talking.
Without notice, you know, you'd catch one in the head.
In the back of the head because you were turned around talking to Billy.
Right. Exactly. Well.
I think looking back on my, because I had to have like progress reports. And I don't remember being like a bad kid, but I guess I was pretty annoying because I had all this crap going on. And I just wonder, like, what, maybe I was ADD or something, or, you know, maybe there was something going on with me that these days I would have been diagnosed and medicated, which I'm sort of glad I wasn't.
Because look how great I turned out.
You know, I actually think they've... I don't know where the medication is now, but I feel like they're doing less of that because they're working more with people who, you know, they were even talking about it last night. There's a huge spectrum of people who are able to read in kindergarten, and there's others who won't be anywhere near it by third grade.
Right. Mm.
And so they were trying to, you know, tell parents, be calm.
Yep.
Don't
panic.
Your kid
is going to go at their own rate.
Everybody's going to be okay.
Well, and there are certain teachers who are like, they get your kid and they are a good experience. Other teachers just don't have the patience, and you can't really blame them. Like, my kids were pretty trying kids, and, you know, some of them are just downright rude about stuff. Can't you be medicated? I'm like, Shuddy,
Because I'm feeling like maybe...
You should be medicated.
Yeah.
Biatch.
According to a new survey, 80% of parents say they have great memories of back-to-school season, and here are some of the things they remember from those days. Getting lost on the first day of school.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find your class.
I still have dreams where I'm lost. I can't get to my class.
Oh, my God. I constantly have dreams about not finding my locker. I don't know where my class is.
Right.
I have no idea
I'm
what
like
the combination
is. I'm like in some stairwell, and then I'm going through like the gym room. I'm like, where am I? Where do I go?
Struggling with your locker is another memory.
Oh.
Yep. Sure. See?
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
New school supplies. I always remember getting all
that was
dialed.
Fun.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There was nothing like sharp, brand new pencils and a clean notebook before you'd written all over it.
The top four things on this list of memories from school, though, are food related.
What?
Eating nasty cafeteria food, trading food during lunch.
I liked the cafeteria food at my high school.
Bringing my lunch to school was at the top of the, like, all this food related
stuff.
Pizza
day on Friday. It was so good. I always wanted a centerpiece, you know, cheese all the way over. And they did really good buns, or rolls, or whatever they were, like when you'd have turkey day. Remember that chunk turkey? It's like just sort of mysterious chunks of turkey meat.
Is it the mystery meat?
Yeah.
Well, it does seem you also remember the food quite a bit.
Well, of course I do.
Right.
And then we had hamburgers. They were like googlies on the hamburgers, you know? Remember that?
Oh, no.
Like weird looking hamburgers. Mm-mm. Very flat, gray. Yeah, you add a little ketchup, you'll be all right.
Were
What's
you?
That gray meat that you eat?
Scrapple.
Oh, scrapple?
Yeah.
Scrapple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds good. I haven't had that for a while.
That is not good.
It is good. It's delicious. It tastes like the most yummiest, softest sausage you ever ate. I love scrapple.
I'll segue from there to here. All right. America's five favorite pancake toppings. I'm going to just
toppings?
Help you out.
Real maple syrup. That's the only one. And butter.
Well, there's two.
Yeah,
butter.
Okay. Butter.
And syrup.
But if I have to go without one, I go without the butter. Right? And I want real maple syrup, the thin stuff. That's
well,
like
I'm not eating pancake. I'm not wasting what amounts to dessert for breakfast.
That's what I love about it.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm getting away with something.
And I'm saying I'm not wasting that with either of those ingredients missing. I got to have the butter and I got to have the syrup or I'm not having that for breakfast.
Why do people put powdered sugar on top of them?
That's not on the list, but whipped cream is, chocolate syrup is, fruit is.
Yeah, maybe.
I went to the place near my house the other day. Oh, I told you, we went after the first day of school, the day I took off.
Mm-hmm.
And we took our daughter out for her first birthday. And they had pancakes, blueberry. And I said, are the blueberries in the pancakes or on top? And she goes, in. And I'm like, then we'll take them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them on top. Sorry. Mm. I like blueberries.
They're fine.
But
I like them in pancakes or in muffins. I don't want to
put it in the batter.
I don't want to hold a blueberry and eat it.
Anyway, you're right, though. Syrup, number one. Butter, number two. For pancakes.
And then what? Whipped cream?
Then is fruit, chocolate syrup, and whipped cream. Yeah. I don't want any of that.
That's just, it's like you're having a pancake sundae.
Well, pancakes.
Why don't you put hot fudge and caramel
on it. Pancakes are already dessert. What are you kidding?
So good. I like my pancakes. I like to have a side of bacon. And then dredge the bacon through the maple syrup and put it on a bite of the pancake.
I have to keep it separate.
Oh.
I get a separate plate.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if I'm really hungry, I like to go for the scrambled eggs and I dredge those through the syrup too.
You don't like them touching?
No, I don't like my syrup mixing with eggs or bacon.
Oh, it's all good.
Anything else.
I don't want it on my potatoes. That's the only thing I don't want it on. In fact, I don't even want the potatoes. You can keep your potatoes. No, thanks.
A new study at Michigan State found married people have a lower risk for dementia.
Really?
But don't marry the wrong person because divorcees have a higher risk.
Oh, wow.
It's about twice as high as people
Why?
Who stay married for divorcees.
What do you think it is?
Divorce, from what you hear, even
so disruptive?
It's ruinous.
Mm.
Like it tears lives and...
So maybe it's the stress.
It's got to be.
Right.
It's
maybe you're
have
less
a big
stressed out
it.
If you're happily married and sort of, you know, content and settled. And
While I believe there are people who rebound quickly, I also believe there are people who are never the same.
Yeah.
They are pessimistic in a way that is unfortunate after that's happened to them.
I agree with that.
Because you hear it.
Yep.
You hear them say it. I lost everything.
Yeah.
I live in an apartment now.
That person took my life. Now I have to hang out here to see my kids.
Oh.
And they won't drop them off on time. And I gotta pay for everything. Oh.
They say it's even worse if you're a man.
Oh.
For the dementia.
Yeah.
After a divorce.
Well, I don't know. Don't you feel like the older I get, the more I feel like I'm losing it. Like, there'll be things that happen, and I'm just like, oh, no. So stupid. What have I done?
Well.
Just like, can't think of words, can't remember what the hell I'm doing, wherever it is I am.
You thought about clean living at all?
I clean live during the week. Do I have to do clean living on the weekends, too? Can't I have some damn fun?
Okay, well.
Sing. And I just want to sing and catch a buzz. What? That's all I want. Come on, man.
That's not asking too much, Sarah.
I don't think it is, Uzi. I mean, God, I'm like religious during the week with my going to bed and getting up and, you know, trying to be here and be present for you guys. I just want to go crazy tonight. So, no, I've never considered that, Vinny. To answer your question, go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
I'll read the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.